Hey guys, this is Kenan Thompson. I have a problem with you. Yes, you. None of y'all told me that Auto Trader has millions of new and used cars that I can shop from home. I thought we were friends. I put smiles on your face, but I'm not smiling. No one told me that with Auto Trader, a dealer can deliver cars to my home or that I could shop by price on Auto Trader. No one. Consider this friendship that you just learned we had officially over. Finally, it's easy. Auto Trader.
Getting to know yourself can be a lifelong process, especially since you're always growing and changing. Therapy is all about deepening that self-awareness, because sometimes you don't know what you really want until you talk things through. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can take you on that journey of self-discovery from wherever you are. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/positive.
What's up? I don't say that very often. I thought I'd try it out on you. It doesn't really fit me. Or as my my best friend's son say, this is back and forth in text message, also in person. Sup?
What up?
She says, but she checks their text messages or did more when they were younger. Now they're a little older, so not quite as concerned. But they would have text chains, entire text chains with their friends in high school. Just nothing but sup, sup with you, sup.
I used to say that too, and it's been a long time, but hearing
it again.
In
a text message, how did you spell it?
S-U-P, sup.
Did you actually put the question mark or that was just assumed? Sup.
No, yeah, just sup, yo. Or, like, that was more of an AIM thing for me.
Sup, yo?
Remember AIM? AOL, oh, Instant Messenger.
I never used it, but yeah.
I
was like,
that.
AIM, that's me. What do you mean? Do I remember AIM? I am AIM. Jay does not ever address me as Amy. I'm not even sure he knows my name. But if I get a text message about sup, there's going to be a problem. Don't be sending me any text messages.
I think
messages.
I got to hit you with a sup later.
No sup. There'll be no sups. I don't respond to sup.
I just brought back a lot of memories. I haven't heard that word in a while.
So, as I start the hour here on the show and I say, sup, you also have to give the head nod, sup.
Oh, of course. This is the only way to deliver it.
Now, I can see these things on TV or in movies, but to deliver them would be just a really fake and poor imitation of someone who's cool. I'm the opposite of cool. I try to tell you. So far, it hasn't chased you away from listening to the radio show, but I mostly think you guys laugh at me, not with me, which is totally fine. The opposite of cool. Jay is my connection to cool, but some of the cool stuff that Jay does drives me batty, so I'll just be fair. Some of his trendiness.
Well.
No, Jay likes to, so I make up words, new words. I start fresh. I combine other words and somehow they come out as a new word. Jay takes words that already have meanings and turns them into something else. Now, he's just lucky a lot of people liked the whole sick trend. So sick doesn't mean sick anymore. It actually means the opposite of sick. It means awesome, incredible, whoa, wow.
In great health.
It doesn't even refer to health anymore. It definitely doesn't refer to sick as in sick as a dog. No, it's a compliment now, or it's an exclamation of incredulity. Sick. So I've learned that, and I've got other friends that say it. In fact, some of the young women that I mentor say it, so I just have to get used to it. But Jay also takes other words that no one else says in his context and tries to convince me that they mean what they don't mean. I can't. I want to be cool like you, but I can't take words that are already established in the English language and just give them a different meaning, just assign them a different meaning.
That's what they're there for. Just mix them around, shoot them around.
Are you creating your own language
for
cool kids?
Something like that.
Oh, okay. For cool kids. Got it. I shouldn't call you a kid. I'm sorry. You know what I mean.
Yeah, right. I mean, I started these words like 10 years ago when I was a cool kid. I don't know about it anymore. Kids would look at me and say, what are you talking about?
Mm.
Kids, like you do.
Well, I know what you mean. I'm not sure to what you're referring.
Just that I don't know if my words are that cool anymore.
Well, I mean.
Or ever were.
I'm being a little bit facetious about your cool words. I think you're the coolest cat on the planet. Did I sell that? Did I own?
Yeah, I'll buy it.
Okay,
buy
cool.
It.
Great. Because I just need you to believe it. But I can't. I'm not down with your language. You speak a different language than me.
But you do know what I'm talking about most of the time. You've figured it out, kind of.
It doesn't mean I like it.
Yeah.
I put up with it because it's you and you're the best producer I've ever had. So I just have to, we have to compromise, and that's where we compromise. We also sometimes compromise on candy. I don't know that we always compromise on candy. Sometimes I have to beg you to stop bringing candy to work. Well, you have a new BFF because we have now the option, and I don't know how we're going to do this, Producer Jay. You don't have a birthday coming up. My birthday is the next one. We don't have any other big holidays that are coming up. Your anniversary of working on the show, our anniversary of working together doesn't come up until August.
August, yeah.
It'll be 2 years. Wow, yeah. It feels like 20 sometimes.
Oh, I was going to say it felt quick, but never mind. Yep, keep going.
No, it's a compliment. I can't really remember what it was like to work with someone else, and I don't really want to anytime soon. So can you just wait till I leave before you leave? Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Maybe we'll bolt together. Anyway, so we have now the option of replenishing our candy stash that you accidentally
mishandled.
You definitely mishandled and misappropriated. You also misused it and allowed other people in this building to access it when we couldn't. Which it's just still astounding to me that you handed over so readily our candy stash, which turned into a couple of spare pieces that hit the floor. That's pretty much all we had left. So now we have, thanks to a very generous donation of a friend of the show, have $50 to use to replenish our candy stash in the form of a gift card to the candy warehouse, which I'll just be honest, I didn't even know existed.
The candy warehouse.
Have you ever heard of the candy warehouse?
I absolutely have not, but I'm going to Google it immediately.
Oh, no. It's your new favorite store right now, isn't it? It's got to be.
Sounds like it.
Jay, as I've mentioned in the past, thinks candy is one of the four food groups. I can't wait till the day comes when he realizes that's not actually the case. But the other thing about Jay is that he buys his candy at convenience stores. So gas stations is where Jay buys his candy. He's not even listening to me anymore. He's so engrossed in the candy warehouse website. You should see him cackling behind the double paned glass.
This is tremendous.
Tremendous. Well, then you can write the thank you note to the friend of the show.
Absolutely.
Your mouth just dropped open. What is going on behind
this.
I can't. I'm over here. You're over there. And look at this. Does it translate well on radio, dope? So why don't you tell people what you're looking at?
You could themes, different themes, like packages for every single holiday, bulk orders of Big League Chew. I'm looking at.
No, we're not spending $50 on Big League Chew. No, we are not buying Big League Chew. I'll let you decide on a few items. However, since I'm the one who's got the gift card, I kind of feel like you better play nicely or I'm going to not share this with you.
6-pound bag of assorted chocolate candy.
I could get behind that.
They got it all.
I could definitely get behind 6 pounds of assorted chocolate.
90-piece box of Airheads.
No. Your teeth will fall out before we get through those Airheads.
I've had a box like that before, actually.
I hope not anytime recently. What about Sour Patch fruit salad? That's what I want.
Oh, yeah, that's hard to find. Let me see.
It is. Or what about Hershey's Gold, which is something that generally comes out around Easter. Actually, it was an Olympic thing, but then I feel like I saw it last year at Easter. Hershey's Gold is the name of it. So delicious.
They very much have both. They have Sour Patch fruit salad.
No
five
way.
Pound bag.
Oh, we can't get a 5-pound bag of Sour Patch fruit salad.
Oh, but the thing is, we can because it's right here. I can just click add to cart.
No, Jay, do you, okay, Only if it's a resealable bag. Because do you know how long it will take us to eat 5 pounds of Sour Patch Fruit Salad?
Yeah, that's
especially if I do not allow you to have access to it the whole time. There was a
there was
a caveat with the generous donation of the $50 gift card so we can replenish our candy stash. The caveat is that you are not allowed to reappropriate, share, store, or even take the candy from the building without my consent. How about that?
Express written.
Clearly someone, well, I'll take verbal. Clearly someone who's on my side when it comes to this whole candy stash mess that you botched so royally.
I think that's a responsible approach to this.
You think it is?
I do. For the time being, I made a miscalculation in our candy stash last time. So a little
miscalculation.
Probation is,
I misremembered what happened with our candy stash. So you're thinking, I'm thinking Sour Patch Fruit Salad because it's one of my favorites, but maybe some regular gummies too. And then I need some Hershey's Gold in my life.
I'm looking right at it.
What? Oh, it's just pretty too. It's pretty.
You can get a 24-piece box. 24?
I don't even want to ask how much that costs. 24 $30. Hershey's Gold bars. It costs $30?
Yeah.
Wait, I don't think we need that many. $30? That's more than a dollar a bar.
Yeah, that's kind of a lot, actually. Maybe it's like a premium Hershey Gold. I don't know. That's
Can
more
we get
than
a
I would think.
Smaller box of Hershey's Gold?
They have a 42-piece bag of like the minier ones. That's only $13.50. That's probably the way to go.
That's only $13.50. $13.50 worth of candy. How much? I'm afraid to ask how much the Sour Patch Fruit Salad is. You told me it's $5. Wait, don't tell me. I'm going to guess. $17.
No. A little more expensive. Higher.
Really?
It's a 5-pound bag.
5-pound bag? Okay, I'll go $22. $25.
$28.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, when did candy become so expensive?
Maybe because the fruits are like hard to assort and you got to take time for...
You think that's why? I doubt that's why. They have to hire special people to handpick the fruits.
Exactly.
You're a goof. Okay, so that's the dealio, yo. The fact is you are not allowed to do anything with the funds. It has to funnel through me. So yes, you can pick some because... Clearly, the gift was intended for both of us, but I'm the candy. I'm the keeper of the candy.
Just because that's such a great title, I'll allow it.
Keeper of the candy. You'll allow it. I'll go buy your own Sour Patch Fruit Salad there, smarty.
I mean, I'd rather get the 5-pound bag.
That's half of the gift card, though.
Yeah,
that's going to last us through the end of the year.
It could be a long-term purchase. Yeah, we could look at this as a marathon, not a sprint.
I love the use of the we there. There was no we when you gave our candy stash away and locked it in someone else's locker.
That's ancient history. We're past that.
You're such a... I like how you slough it off when it's your mistake and your misappropriation of candy. But it better not happen with this. Now, you told me we have another gift that should be arriving soon, although true to form for producer Jay, he did not actually give the floor of our building, so we're not sure if there's another Amy somewhere who will end up with our candy. Man.
I hope not.
Ever since the pandemic, though, when the office shut down, it can take weeks for packages to arrive. The last I knew, I was still waiting for one from the small batch Southern Recipe Pork Rinds. Why does your mouth keep dropping open?
Because this website is... I just learned on this website you could shop by color. By color of candy. Like, it's got blue, pink, green.
But where does assorted... Where does fruit salad fit in?
I guess that's just under the view all. I searched that one. But
well, at least we agree on that. Sour Patch Fruit Salad, but I want some Hershey Gold. I'm just saying.
I think the little 42 box of Hershey Gold will work
42.
Well.
42 of them.
Pieces, yeah.
How many do you think you'll eat when the candy first arrives? Oh, also, here's the other question. Is the candy being sent to me or is it being sent to the office?
You. This would be sent to you.
You think so?
Yeah.
You think that I should wait for the candy delivery as opposed to us sending it to the office and hoping that it arrives?
I said to put your name on it. In the mailbox.
I mean the candy warehouse stash that we're going to use.
Oh, that one.
I guess it could be sent to you, but I don't trust you. period. End of sentence.
Probably safer.
End of sentence.
Probably safer to go to your house.
It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Okay, we got that figured out. But our thanks to those of you who are donating candy to replenish our stash. It is greatly appreciated by me, but also by producer Jay. If you could only see his face, you will get a clandestine photo of producer Jay while he's in there. Now, here's the problem. The next 3 hours, there are going to be mistakes made. All of a sudden, you're going to start to hear mistakes on the show because Jay's no longer paying attention. Instead, he's staring at the candy warehouse. So here, before I even like move to anything that has to do with sports, eyes on me. I need to see you. First of all, you can't see, so you need to pay attention to me. But candy warehouse website better be gone.
It is gone.
Are you lying to me right now?
Minimized, but gone.
No. X out of it. Get out of it. We don't even want to let our coworkers know. We don't even want them to have a hint of the fact that there's a candy warehouse out there where we will have a stash. They're going to know, and they're going to be on to you. And you're not real good at running interference.
We can get an 18 bar box of Almond Joys for $7.50.
I'm sorry. How would you know that if the website was gone?
Just memorized.
He has a photographic memory when it comes to candy websites. Jay, we're going to take a break, and I'm going to allow you to process Candy Warehouse for another 2 or 3 minutes, and then will you be able to focus on work, or do I have to replace you with someone else?
It's very nice for you. I think that'll be suffice.
That'll suffice 2 or 3 more minutes?
That'll be good.
Okay. Yeah. He's developing a wish list. You know, Amazon has a wish list. That's Jay right now, putting together his Candy Warehouse wish list. So thank you for the generosity. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
Last year, you may have made some smart decisions, and you may have made some not-so-smart decisions. Like, maybe you had a little too much confidence in that one crypto exchange. The good news is making smart financial decisions is easier than you think. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the weekly know-how you need to get ahead. Sean and Sarah, the hosts of Smart Money, break down the latest financial news and give you honest, objective money advice. Subscribe to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast today.
It's March, and that can mean only one thing. The madness is here. Not in front of a TV on game day? Listen to every round of NCAA March Madness live from Westwood One, free in the Odyssey app. Catch all the biggest moments of the tournament, no matter where you are, from Cinderella's.
A 15 seed will head to the Elite Eight.
To buzzer beaters.
Atkinson scores! 1.4 seconds left.
To champions.
For the fourth time!
Search for NCAA March Madness right here in the Odyssey app to get started.
Best.
Goldschmidt shoots it the other way. They break through in this inning as well. One run is in. Here comes McNeil. Throw to the plate is laid. And a two-run single for Paul Goldschmidt. It's 9-2. They've scored in all 5 innings. Turner drives it by the left center field. Back it goes. It's gone again. On a team full of stars. None shining brighter than Trey Turner.
Get a puck picked out for us.
Trout down the line. It was a matter of time. Into the corner he goes. Betts on the move. He's headed for the plate. On a double from Trout, Mookie Betts scores. And they lead 13-2.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
On Fox Sports 1, FS1, it was no problem for Team USA to advance to the World Baseball Classic Championship round. And Trey Turner is showing out, even in the number 9 spot, because it's a lineup that's full of power hitters and superstars. He's actually been batting 9th in the lineup, but he's had some incredible moments. So going back to the game against U.S. and Venezuela, or game between U.S. and Venezuela on Saturday, that was for a spot in the semifinals, he had an 8th inning grand slam that put the Americans over the top. And then is able to get a second inning solo home run that put the United States up early against Cuba. And then the 3-run blast later in the game, even as Team USA cruises to that championship in the final. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. I do appreciate that these Americans are into it right now. Maybe not the same sentiment from them as what we've heard from some of the Hispanic players about how they'd rather win the WBC than win a World Series. I don't know if you're going to get that from the majority of the Americans, though there are plenty of Americans on this team that have won World Series. So maybe that changes the perspective a little bit. But clearly, it's an opportunity for a lot of these guys who would never play in the Olympics or represent the red, white, and blue in any other fashion. This is their chance, and they are embracing it. And the atmosphere in Miami was supercharged for a lot of reasons, not only because in Miami you have a very vocal and growing Cuban population, but because in Miami, baseball is extremely popular. And I know that sounds funny because we talk about the Marlins. That's not what I'm talking about. The Marlins, when they win, draw fans. But baseball, where it's Hispanic countries, where it's countries in which they have fewer sports, but sports also represent an opportunity to get out. In the case of Cuba, you're talking about 90 miles off the coast of Florida. And having spent parts of 5 summers in Cuba, working with families out in villages that would be considered third world status. I mean, you are in Havana and maybe you wouldn't think Cuba is a third world country, but you get outside Havana just a few miles and the conditions are very much similar to a third world. And this is so close off of the southern tip of Florida. And the fact that many Cubans have defected and have ended up in Miami or in the south part of Florida. In fact, I've got some friends who I met in Cuba. I would consider them part of my Cuban family, and they've since defected and have come to the United States. It was not just about the baseball. It was also about protests. It was about an opportunity for Cubans who are here in the country or Cubans who support the cause of freedom, who support the Cuban people who are still home, who are desperate for freedom. It was an opportunity for them to make their sentiments and their feelings known. And so you had multiple times the game stopped for protesters who ran onto the field with Cuban flags. And so the Cuban national team is playing in Miami, playing in the WBC, and sure, they want to support the Cuban national team, but it's also a chance for any Cuban government officials or anyone else who might be paying attention, probably the United States too. Cuba would, I think the Cuban people would appreciate the help of the United States. It definitely was poignant for me to hear the chants of Libertad, which is freedom, and to see that it wasn't just about the baseball. Having spent time there, recognizing the people aren't free, it mattered to me that they had a chance to make the statement. So there was definitely an undertone and an element to this that was bigger than baseball. But how often do sports represent emotions, situations, and even platforms that are bigger than baseball? We see that a lot. But as for Team USA, eliminating Cuba, moving on to the championship, and to a man, you're seeing the joy on the faces of the Americans and the excitement about being able to represent the red, white, and blue, but also to play together in a different fashion than they're used to.
Out here, it looks like we're a bunch of kids playing baseball again, you know, and I think some of the other countries kind of bring that culture where it's been fun to watch the Latin American countries, the way they celebrate together, the way they're on the field. They're meeting guys at home plate with home runs. And last night, we had to basically embrace that because we knew we had to bring our own energy. We were playing against Venezuela. They had a lot more people in the stadium than we did. It felt like a road game for us. And even though we're in the United States, it felt like a road game. So we knew before the game, hey, we got to try to match these guys' energy. So being able to like act like kids out there and rush out of the dugout and meet Trey at home plate, stuff like that, which we don't do in the regular season, I think it could benefit the regular season as well, and the fans would enjoy that experience with us, just seeing us a little more excited it's obviously hard to keep up that energy for 162 games, but I feel like it's good for the game when fans see that.
That's a great point. Well, a lot of great points there from JT Realmuto talking about Trey's big moments, and Paul Goldschmidt had some huge moments as well, and how they see the Hispanic countries and the Hispanic players, regardless of nation, they all very much embrace this opportunity. And here they are acting like it is the World Series and some of these home runs and the victories. Well, we know the cost of the celebration for Edwin Diaz. They are treating it as though it is the most important tournament they'll play in or the biggest series they'll play in this year. And Team USA is looking around and JT says, hey, we can see how important it is. We can see the joy, the energy, the enthusiasm, and it's starting to rub off on us, and maybe it rubs off on our Major League Baseball seasons as well. Yes, tough to keep it up for the grind of a 162-game season, but maybe there's a little extra emotion because of what we're watching from the other nations, and not all Major League Baseball players, but a lot of them, of course. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. I liked hearing from Adam Wainwright. Now, he is the oldest guy on the team, right? At 40 years old, going into his final season with the Cardinals. So maybe this was his last opportunity, or probably is his last opportunity, to be part of something like this. And he also acts like he's a kid in a candy store.
I keep fumbling for words when people ask me that. I've never had this much fun playing baseball in my entire life. I've never got to play for my country before, so I think that has a big reason behind why I'm having so much fun. Watching and listening to people chant USA the entire time you're playing baseball, that's a wild feeling, man. I've never had that before. Last night and tonight, two loudest crowds I've ever seen in baseball. I mean, it's just amazing what we're getting to be experiencing right now. My wife asked me who my favorite player on the team was last night, and I went through the entire roster and I was like, I love that guy. She goes, you love all the guys? I said, I love all the guys. I'm having a blast with all of them, and it's cool to rub shoulders with the best players in the world. Really feel like that's what we got here, is a team full of the best players in the world. And you know, when you can watch them and their routines and talk to them about what they're thinking during situations, it's, you can learn, and so you never stop learning, even if you're 41 years old. Adam Wainwright, Team USA, we'll see you in the championship.
41 years old, that's from MLB Twitter, and FS1 is the home for the World Baseball Classic on TV. So Wainwright pitched in the semifinal matchup and won't be able to start the finals. So the options, it looks like right now, Kyle Freeland, Merrill Kelly, Brady Singer. The other thing that I love about this is that you're not talking about a bunch of really young guys too. You're talking about veterans around the league. You're talking about guys that have a lot of experience and yet they're not jaded. This is still something special to them. So next up for Team USA, they're still waiting actually to know their opponent, either Japan or Mexico. Japan is starting, he's really the rage of the tournament, along with Shohei, obviously. Wouldn't that be fun to see Japan versus Team USA? But Japan is starting a 21-year-old, Roki Sasaki. And the the excitement over the games in the Tokyo Dome, that's been well documented as well, the tournament that Shohei has had too. So they'll wait the winner of that game. And then the championship is, I was trying to see, do you know when the championship is for the WBC, Jay? Because I didn't look at the schedule far enough down to see where the championship is. But if it matters to them, it matters to me. I've enjoyed seeing the joy, though I do understand the trepidation of some fans. Not the WBC's fault that Edwin Diaz got hurt, and also not the fault of the tournament that Jose Altuve got hurt. That's another big headline from this weekend, if you missed it. The defending World Series champion Astros will not have Jose Altuve for an undetermined amount of time because his right thumb is broken. After he got hit by a pitch, he actually needs surgery. The Astros are keeping it under wraps for now, but they've got to be devastated. He's got to be devastated, especially in the wake of a World Series. And now he's got to have surgery and is out for months, maybe. I hope it's not that long, but it could be. So he was playing for Team Venezuela against the United States and got hit by Daniel Bard, a 96-mile-per-hour fastball. I've seen it. I've seen the video. I didn't see it live. I've seen the video. It's, I mean, ow. So part of the challenge for these guys is that you're talking about pitchers who are not fully stretched out. This is acting as their second half of spring training. But they don't necessarily have the control. In many cases, they don't have the control. We know they're on pitch counts. Actually, there are instances in which guys have had to leave their teams and go back to their MLB clubs because they've reached their limit, right? So teams, in some cases, have set limits on what these guys are allowed to do with their respective nations because they know if you get over your skis, you could actually end up hurting yourself individually or the team. I've seen all kinds of guys get hit by pitches. I've seen pitchers spraying their pitches. It's a little scary. I've even seen guys hit the deck because the balls were coming straight at their head. Heads, multiple heads. And so, yeah, it's a really neat thing. And it seems as though the fans dig it. And now for Team USA to have a chance to defend its title from 2017, I believe, was the last time. And to potentially see Japan or Mexico, either one. But Japan would be fun because of Shohei. Yes, lots of excitement. Great. But you can't tell me that the general managers, the coaches of these MLB clubs are not watching what's happening with these stars. Edwin Diaz and Jose Altuve are stars for their teams. They're critical players. After seeing what's happened, and they're not the only ones, there have been other injuries too, they've got to be holding their breath, collectively holding their breath until these guys are back with their clubs. Not that it can't happen with their actual clubs, and that's the point. You play baseball, you play any kind of sport, you take a risk, so there is a risk. But it's not being done for their teams, right? It's not being done in spring training. They can't monitor. There's only so much you can control, but there's a lot they can't control when these guys aren't even with them. There's a lot of variables there, and I'm sure there are a lot of nervous front offices and nervous managers. But congratulations to Team USA into the WBC final, awaiting either Japan or Mexico on Tuesday, as Jay looked up. Thank you. 7 o'clock Eastern time in Miami. That's 4 o'clock Pacific. So yeah, there's good and there's bad. A lot of energy, a lot of excitement, a lot of national pride. Spoke about this last week. I think Team USA is catching the bug. But for some of these nations, it is bigger than winning a World Series because they have the opportunity to represent their nations and they become household names. And it's different than MLB because you're doing it for pride and for country and not for money. It's just a different perspective outside of the United States, especially for a lot of the Hispanic countries. You can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio, also on our Facebook page. So glad to have you with us as we usher in the start of a new week. My entire goal this week, well, that's not even fair. I need to get my taxes done. But also, I desperately need to sleep better this week. March Madness referred to my sleep last week, and Jay's too. It was rough. Coming up, Jimmy Garoppolo, after a 24-hour delay, is finally introduced by the Vegas Raiders, his new team, and he's reunited with an old offensive coordinator, as we know, in Josh McDaniels. Also has got couple of pretty impressive receivers that he can work with. Chuck and Duck, baby, Chuck and Duck.
Nothing's better than feeling comfortable in your own shoes. Maybe you're a parent raising a little rock star or a tech nomad working from anywhere. Allbirds wants you to be comfortable in your actual shoes too. Their wool runners, pipers, and loungers are so cozy you might forget you're wearing them. And they're crafted from natural materials that tread lightly on our planet. So get comfortable in your shoes. Get to know the wool runners, pipers, and loungers at Allbirds.com. That's Allbirds.com.
You're listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Garoppolo in the shotgun, three receivers left. Lidgey, a low snap. Get a cock and throw, and it is caught by Brandon Ayuk in the end zone. Ah, no, Tassion, San Francisco.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Greg Papa and Tim Ryan on, no. No, wait a minute, I got that wrong. Yes? Okay, yes. Greg Papa and Tim Ryan on Niners Radio. I'm going to need to be studying up on the new rosters in the NFL. Of course, I know where Jimmy Garoppolo ended up, but man, there's been so much movement over the past couple of weeks, or reported movement, trades, and then the legal tampering, and now we're into actual free agency and the NFL new year, and it's that time of the year where, first of all, I don't focus much on football, so I tend to put it on the back burner in my brain. But then trying to remember, wait, where did this guy go and how much did he make? And cheat sheets. Where are my cheat sheets? Where are my notes? It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Jimmy Garoppolo was initially supposed to be introduced on Thursday, I believe. He was delayed in his press conference, maybe on Friday, but he was delayed a day, which is kind of interesting. No real reason given, but it was scheduled, and then there was some last-minute contract language that they had to fix. Again, no specifics, but he was introduced by the Vegas Raiders as their brand-new franchise QB. And as you could imagine, he's excited for this opportunity after what's been a tumultuous last two seasons between injuries, obviously, all the talks about him being traded, not getting traded, staying with the Niners, only to end up starting for a good portion of this past season until he got hurt again, not his fault, and Brock Purdy takes over. So the rumors of him being on the way out of San Francisco, trade bait, or not their top choice, that's been 2+ years. Finally, he has a home, and at least for now, doesn't have to talk about going somewhere else, starting fresh. Of course, it was the Niners who first gave him the chance to be a full-time starter.
Just want to thank the Yorks, thank the 49ers for everything that they've done. My time there was awesome. Enjoyed it. A lot of ups and downs. It was a fun time, but you know, turning the page now, moving on, next chapter of my life, and can't wait to get started in Vegas.
It's been nearly a decade since Jimmy Garoppolo and Josh McDaniels first met, since they first connected. Jimmy, obviously drafted by the Patriots and played under Garoppolo, played under McDaniels, learned under him for a few years. Now this is definitely a vote of confidence to be the quarterback of choice for Josh in Vegas.
It starts with he's very smart. Taught me the game of football basically in the NFL. But he cares too about the game. Like, he cares about winning. You could really tell just talking to him that winning is important to him. And I wouldn't say that's true about everyone in the NFL. So when you do get an opportunity like that, I mean, it's hard to pass up.
We know about Jimmy's track record with the injuries, but when he's on the field, his teams are 40-17. When he's the starting QB, his teams win the majority of the time. And his completion rate is nearly 68% overall, 87 touchdowns, 42 picks, 7 playoff games, which is a lot of experience. And that includes a Super Bowl loss. So yes, he does have an injury history. He had the Liz Frank injury to his left foot most recently. Again, not his fault. He got rolled up on. And here's the cold hard truth about Jimmy. He's played only one full season as a starter. Right? So that's a challenge. It's a little scary. But when he's healthy, He is an above average game manager. And as a quarterback, has to be a leader.
I don't want to, you know, force anything, be unauthentic. I just want to be myself, and it's done me well in the past. I think the hardworking part, setting the example for the young guys, bringing everyone along, getting everyone on the same page, I think those are the little things that go a long way. And just like I said before, I'm trying to bring an energy to this building, get everyone going in the right direction. And when you have that passion, when you play with passion on the field, I think it translates to the building too. That's what I'm trying to do.
So Jimmy G is 31, replacing Derek Carr. Carr, emotional, blood, soul, heart, sweat, tears, everything in, all the time. We would frequently see him get so emotional he would cry, whether frustrated, whether excited. You always knew where you stood with Derek, and you always knew where Derek stood. Plus, he's much more of a gunslinger. Big arm. Likes to chuck and duck. Well, Jimmy Garoppolo can throw the ball for sure. But he's got a different ceiling. And so it's a different style. Although, lots of people look at Jimmy Garoppolo and think he's the cool cat on the block.
The only thing I knew about the Raiders was my dad. He was a Bears fan, but he also, you know, liked the Raiders. He always said they were the cool team. They were the team that everyone wanted to cheer for, the badasses. And I always kind of, that was kind of my impersonation of the Raiders.
My impersonation.
Other than that, I mean, it was a cool organization. I can remember, you know, the throw, Ken Stabler, guys like that, just hard-nosed guys that it was cool. And that's what we're trying to get back to.
I think you meant impression, but as someone who frequently uses the wrong word, what am I going to say about it? Philip Dorsett, who's a receiver, a guy who also signed with the Raiders this week, the two cross paths in New England. He refers to Jimmy Garoppolo as a winner. And then Jacoby Myers, who did not cross paths with Jimmy G, but is also now a Las Vegas Raider. It's someone he's looking forward to working with.
A cool, calm, collected guy. But at the same time, I know we still got a lot of talking to do because now I need to pick his brain, see what he expects, what he's looking forward to. And honestly, I'm excited about that opportunity because I've seen him play. I know he was with the Patriots. I know what kind of guy, or I heard what kind of guy he was. So I thought it would be a really good opportunity.
17 minutes to introduce Jimmy Garoppolo. Cool, calm, collected. He definitely is that. He does not wear his heart on his sleeve. 3 years, $67.5 million, this free agent deal, $34 million guaranteed. So relatively cheap. Ha-ha. That's relatively, okay? Not cheap as in what producer Jade I would refer to as cheap. We don't even like to think about spending too much money on candy. Well, that's me, not producer Jay. So it's cheap by NFL quarterback standards is what I mean to say. So yeah, if you're talking about 3 years and $67.5 million, you're talking about extra money and incentives that could be earned. But for the most part, I mean, he's actually making, let's just look ahead to the Jalen Hurts / Joe Burrow contract extensions. Whatever Lamar is asking for, we know he hasn't gotten it yet. Garoppolo is essentially making half per year of what those quarterbacks are making. So it certainly affords the Raiders an opportunity. Maybe he doesn't care. Maybe what he cares most about is being able to play and having a fresh start, getting healthy for sure. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.